The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Abujinapo, says government spends 5 million cedis every day to power thermal plants, a situation he described as very worrying. Speaking in Tema during the confiscation of more than 5,000 imported refrigerators, Mr. Jinapo said reducing energy consumption by using new refrigerators will go a long way to help the country save money for other sectors.
Refrigerators and air conditions account for about 60% of the consumption at the domestic level, and we believe that with the usage of new refrigerators, those approved by the Energy Commission, we can halve that consumption. And so if you do the mathematics, this can really, really impact on the consumption, especially at the domestic level. Quick calculation with it indicates that we spend close to 5 million Ghana cedis every day importing light crude for our thermal plants. That is a colossal amount. If you were to do the calculation, at the end of the month, we spend huge sums of money just to power our thermal plants. And so if we can reduce the consumption by the usage of new energy-efficient refrigerators, we have the opinion that we can save some money. Government is also committed to implementing the appliance rebate program, where we exchange new refrigerators and take in the old refrigerators. And we are committed to ensuring that we do that. Just to cap it, we are also pursuing the usage of LED bulbs. These are the new technology bulbs that reduces the amount of energy we consume. It used to be compact fluorescent bulbs, but the order of the day today has to do with the usage of LED bulbs. And the ministry, in partnership with the various stakeholders, would ensure that we promote this program.
Deputy Minister also said the ministry is working assiduously with the Attorney General's Department and other agencies to sanction those who flout the law.
The Energy Commission is also leading the disposal of these refrigerators. You need some amount of experience in order to deal with that. And so if you are aware that it takes a bit of time, it is out of the abundance of caution to ensure that we follow the right processes and procedures in ensuring that we dispose of some of these products. And so this is what I can say. As for the punitive action, I believe that, as Minister rightly said, we shall engage the other sector agencies, including the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Office, to ensure that whoever flouts our laws are punished. Our laws ought to be upheld. And so every single law, not just with this, once you flout those laws, there are punitive measures that would go along with that. And so we want to assure Ghanaians that this is not a camouflage.
The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Abujinapo.